All right, it is 4 p.m. Welcome to Office Hours with Prime. I'm here to answer your newest questions, and you can drop those in the Office Hours text chat. Make sure you're talking in the Office Hours text chat and not the like text channel that's like for this weird thing that we should use. But I think Discord doesn't make it obvious enough that this exists, so many people don't see it, but many people still don't see the thread, so it just gets really, really complicated. Anyway, get your questions in the usual place. I'll answer them in the order that they appear. Whilst there are no questions, we're going to be sitting here in unimaginable silence, just hoping for some juicy question that we can probably do some strange anecdote on. Whilst we wait for a question, did you know that right now in RuneScape, yes, that's RuneScape, there is an event where you can get a cape, and once you have the cape, it gives you a 30-day buff, which will transmit anything that you mine, woodcut, or fish to your bank for free, which means that lots of people are training mining and woodcutting very, very quickly right now, including me, who has been mining in the same spot for a very long time. That is completely unrelated to Neos, I know, but I just thought I'd let you know. I have to fill the dead air sometimes because someone's grandmother told me there should be less dead air. Left 4 Dead was a good game, but I think it was like the end of 2022. I instantiated a policy in my brain, which is I will never play Left 4 Dead again. Basically what happens is I install it, and then someone says, like, I don't know, a few months later, let's play Left 4 Dead, and then I reinstall it, we play once, and then never again. So I've just decided, no, I will never play it again, and that way it can be removed from my computer. Same thing happens with Grand Theft Auto 5, actually. The moment I uninstall Grand Theft Auto 5, sometimes it's just needed again, and I don't really understand why that keeps happening, but there we go. Oh yeah, the dead air was also removed from the recordings. We have an effect in Audacity called Truncate Silence. Is useful for making you only listen to the questions or me manically laughing at you. We still have no questions, so this is going to be a quick office hours unless questions start appearing very soon. But yes, unimaginable silence. Dia says that they need something like Truncate Silence for their sleep talk recordings. If you get the app Sleep as an Android, it'll do it for you. If you're not on Android device, I can't help you, but there's probably a similar app for an iOS device. They've had Sleep as an Android for many, many years. It keeps track of how much sleep you need, and how much sleep you're getting, in the form of a sleep deficit graph. The deficit graph is unresettable, so it has just been listing my deficit for, like, months and years, and it's just like, you know, you've missed, like, 609,000 hours of sleep, or whatever it is. It's wrong, because it's, like, got duplicate data or something from when I change phones, but I can't reset it, so it's just like, your deficit is really bad. It's like, okay, cool. Alright, so we got... Sorry, we got a cheese question, which I don't answer, so skipping that one, Wraith. Sorry about that. Lex says, are you aware, and if you are, do you have any comments on the issues that large amount of people are having with loading assets in Neos? I am aware of them. I am taking a look at them, but I don't have any further comments on that matter. Aaron asks, other than Neos, what games have you worked on that you enjoyed your time while doing so, if any? I haven't really worked on any other games. I haven't really worked on any other games. Couple of projects here and there, a few bits and pieces, never really like, you know. I am partially responsible for a particular piece of literature, which I will dig up. If anyone is seeing people's names in Discord cut off with triple dashes, it is a security feature that is instilled into Discord via the username update debacle. You have streamer mode enabled. And that is why people's names are cut off like that. There is no documentation on that. I just figured it out because some random person tweeted it and then some other random person retweeted it. It has been bothering me too. But there you go. Yes, I am partially responsible for the fact that there is a video involving pigs on the Xbox YouTube channel. I will paste that tweet when I find it because I think I have it close to hand. I do. Yes, it's really only for people that have got the username update as far as I'm aware. It's something because, like, now the, like, I don't know, it's a feature of streamer mode. Like, I appreciate it because, like, streamer mode is cool, but, like, you know, I could speak forever about, like, streaming and streaming security and making sure you don't leak your bank details whilst you're streaming, but, you know, I don't, that's not a Neos question. Any additional Neos questions? Seeing as we just had, you know, the pig video from Mixer, I wonder if there's, like, any other Mixer stuff on the Xbox channel. There probably is. Let me see if I'm responsible for any more of it. I am not responsible for that, or that, or that. I'm responsible for that one. Who had that one? Oh, they're tips and tricks videos! Got it. Okay, yeah, cool. I'm not responsible for tips and tricks, but yeah. Anyway. As a reminder, if there are no questions, we're going to sit here in silence. Take a moment to, you know, stare out of the window. If you have been looking at a computer monitor for too long, you should look at something at least 20 feet away for 20 seconds every 20 minutes or something like that. 20, 20, 20. Yeah. Make sure you're breathing right as well. So many people don't know how to breathe. By that, I don't mean stupidly, but, you know, there are different mechanisms for breathing. You can breathe at the top of your, at the top of your chest, or like right the way down into the bottom. And you need to do that right the way down into the bottom. Oh my god, we have a question. Do you happen to know why animated meshes seem to jump when you swap the animation? I would presume that's because we don't have any smoothing between those animations. So, let's say animation 1 has a character's right hand raised, and animation 2 has the character's left hand raised, right hand lowered. Like, there's no way to sort of smoothly interpolate between those. Oh, comma frames at the end. Honestly, it's probably still interpolating. Our animation system just needs, like, reworking. It really annoys me. I have, actually, FPX animations just in general, too. I've got a world where, it's a science world, people need to give a speech in front of some, you know, pretend judges or business folks. And they were just sort of staring at the person that's in that world, and it was, you know, like, oh, could we get them to, like, you know, do something? Yeah, and so we did. And the way that we did that is I had to go to, Mixamer, and I took 3 animations, had to stitch them together inside a blender, which took forever because I didn't know how to do it, apply that animation to 5 people, get it into the game, and then, because one of the animations was writing, I had to, like, write logics to position a pen that appeared in their hands whilst the animation played that they were writing, and then disappeared when they stopped writing, or to make them look more interesting. Electronis has another question. They say, does the headless play animations, or can it not? Should be able to. Animations are just, like, streams of data, right? It won't render them, because it doesn't render them, but it will still do the updates. I don't know if they run locally. They might run locally. No, I'd have to take a look at that one. As much as I hate the fact that in VRChat you have to do everything with animation trees, we need all of that feature from Unity. Like, we need animation trees, animation state machines, all sorts of stuff like that. VRChat users should not have to do that. Like, I was looking at, like, making the face tracker work over in VRChat, and it was just like, what the f***? Just so complicated. Like, all I want to do is make some bone shapes change. Why am I making, like, 50 animations and linking them together with SPA? But there you go. I got, like, 30 seconds into the process of making it work on my avatar over there, and then I just said, I'd rather just, you know, grab a cheese grater or shredder, push it right against my face. That'd be a lot easier. There are, like, community tools to make that stuff easier, but a couple of them are archived, and I followed, like, 3 archive links until I got very confused and just decided, meh, not today. We're just over halfway through this, so if you have any more additional Neos questions, please do let me know. Please drop them into the text thread. I'm not seeing any here, so just whilst that's not there, just remember to breathe, stare at something into the distance, and there you go. Aaron asks, actually, that is a question, but it's not a Neos question, but seeing as there's dead air, we'll fill it. They say, does losing focus and staring at nothing count, Izona Totfin? Yes, that does. That may be a sign of some mental trouble, so do keep an eye on it. Sometimes I enjoy just staring at a wall. I'm not really staring at the wall. I guess I'm just, like, you know, not using my eyes for the moment. Oh, so yeah, is there any useful components you found in ES recently? And I found texture size driver. Personally, it saved me a lot of trouble. There hasn't been a case of that, like, in a long time. Like, sometimes you just find a component and you're just like, that's, you know, exactly what I needed it for. There are some times where you, like, you find a component and you're like, oh, okay, I understand what that does, I just don't understand why it does it. But then you like, see it later and you're just like, all right, that's cool. But yeah, neither of those have happened in a while. Like, I'm sure there are ones out there, it just depends. Like, at some point you've used all the components that you're going to use. There's like, edge cases. Aaron asks, are there any questions you would ask right now in office hours if someone else was in your place? I don't know. I like getting, like, interesting questions where someone's building something that isn't obviously a multi-tool or an inspector. That's what I like. Moving forwards to Trinus's question. See, here's an example. Light cookies. Lighting. Excellent. Lighting is a fantastic topic and more people should do it. By the way, it is not natural that if you have an indoor-only map that you have a sun. Please turn off your sun and light it with lights. And there should be dark corners of your indoor space. There should be bright corners of your indoor space. Like, think about like a bar, right? The bar should have lights above it so you can walk up to it and have a drink. But maybe like a booth in the corner of the bar should have a darker light to it. You can't do that if you've got a sun inside your bar. So turn off the sun if you're doing an indoor-only map. So Electronus is asking, I was having issues with a light cookie not being loaded when I needed it. Is there a good way to ensure it's loaded? Try the asset loader, I think it's called. It's in the assets folder. It will ensure an asset is loaded before you need it. You need to sort of put things in that component if you are using them from outside asset components. So things like the asset multiplexer or stuff like that will try and keep the asset loaded, but if you have an asset as a raw reference, it might deload, so try the asset loader. Sorry asks, would it make sense to have a gesture system in ES Essentials that's relatively easy to install, given that when you have logics expressions tend to be intimidated because it looks... Yes, there are multiple gesture systems inside ES Essentials, and that is actually one of the problems that we have. I am working with the team on that one when I can. But we need to sort of standardize a little bit more rigidly what we put in that folder to make sure that it's very good. Every single MMC, for example, we get a new gesture system. And I'm not bothered by the fact that we do in terms of the user making it. I'm bothered by the fact that Neos itself hasn't solved that. Like, I don't understand why there are so many. I mean, I do, but like, I don't understand why we haven't made that not a necessity, right? You will always be able to use your own systems, of course, but why don't we just have our own? And if we're like, oh yeah, but we don't really like gesture-based systems. I don't like gesture-based systems. We can still make one. It's easy. So we should do that. We should definitely do that instead of making our own. Like, if we made our own logics-based one, there would just be another logics-based one, right? I made one of the first ones, which was the gesture wheel-based one. It got sort of outdated within like a week, so that's fine. But like, even when I made that, I felt bad because I felt like I was contributing to the problem, which is there are too many gesture systems and none of them are easy to use. If we made one that was like Neo standard, it would probably be like a very simple component. I'd like to, you know, maybe build like a wizardy UI for it. And that way, we would, of course, be adding another standard to the list of standards. People are referencing an XKCD comic, but it would allow us to help in that because most people wouldn't even have to get the logic step out. Like, one of the big problems I see when people come into Neos is they're almost like goaded, either accidentally or sometimes on purpose, please don't do this by the way, into getting a logic step or a developer tip out, right? Because they need to set up their avatar or someone starts talking to them about multi-tools or inspectors and stuff like that. It's like, just let them experience Neos as a new user. Don't force technical stuff into them. But to do that, we need a better avatar setup that isn't as technical as the current avatar setup. So moving onwards to Electronus' question, it says, is there a good tutorial for NMJ? There's like, the wiki page like got some information on it. There's also some research that Lex did. We could never really find, like, we kept coming across bugs, so like we kind of just stopped. So no, there's no tutorial I'm aware of, but the wiki does have some information. The wiki didn't help, and sorry about that, but you know. We try. There you go. Stifle's talking about the various bugs that exist in NMJ. Yeah, there's bugs, there's problems. We've got a question in two parts, which looks like I'm answering the wrong amount of order, but I'm not. Jackal asks, when you do tutorials again, would you consider one that does a review of less obvious data types? And then in a follow-up message, they say like iWorld Element or SyncRef backtick one. You shouldn't be using iWorld Element. If you are using it, you're probably doing something incorrectly. If you're using SyncRef, you are at the point in using Neos where you should not require a tutorial on it. Both of those things are very, very advanced. And if you're using them, you really need to know how like C# works. Like, always, always, always start with a problem, right? So if you're using iWorld Element, you're probably implementing the solution to a problem incorrectly, or your problem is really advanced and there's no other way to do it but mess around with that stuff. But I don't advise messing around with that stuff, and therefore I won't be tutorialing it because it's structured so vague compared to like the problem. Trying to think of a good analogy, and the only one that came into my head, and it probably is not a good analogy, but the only one that came into my head is, it's like someone asking how to tie their shoelace by going to a rope manufactory. It's like, all right, let's go watch a rope being made. Like, let's start with the problem. Like, what do you want to do with those things? Jackal, I'm going to be jumping around. Cody, I'll get to you in just a second. Jackal updates with, so don't mess with reference target, the logics note. No, you can use that. Not, you can use everything. It's just, like, you need to know why you're using it. Like, I use that note a lot, but I need a problem that requires its use to explain it. I can't, like, I can tell you what it does, and that's exactly what it does, but let's start with the problem, not the data type. If you really, really want to see why that's the stance I take, go take a look at the C# reference, which is the language, of course, that Neos is written in. There are, like, data types in there that I have, like, no idea why anyone would go anywhere near them. It's just, like, cool. I actually had an interesting issue the other day with, it was something like, you know, a trip, like, so anyone who knows C# knows that you can put attributes above stuff, right? So you put, like, square braces and then some other stuff, and it sort of, like, tags a piece of code and says, do this extra piece of functionality. There are attributes in C# that have no documentation, but sound really cool, and you just don't know how to, like, it's just like, Microsoft, come on, tell me what they do. And it's just like, nope, not going to tell you what they do. Let me take a look. I'm going to jump back to questions. Player Cody says, what are the best method for requesting a tutorial recording a 3D moment that has a component I'm not familiar with? You should list that 3D model and component in your question. That would be a great start. Maya has a Patreon question. Please direct message Shifty about those. I don't handle them here. Player Cody says, they saw your wire cube object and saw the component that drives the mesh of the wires. That's the wire stuff. I don't know how that works. I have no idea. That creates a piece of wire between two points, but it does it in a way to kind of try to, and it does it really badly, but tries to avoid twisting and tries to make it look like a patch cable might on, say, like an analog synthesizer or a breadboard electronic circuit. Like, trying to suggest using making a tutorial for ref hacking, you can absolutely do that. I won't personally be doing that because I don't think that we should. I don't think you should be doing it. You can do it, and there's nothing wrong with doing it, and no one's going to yell at you for doing it. But just know that you're doing stuff I'm telling you not to. That one's a bit like trying to think of another analogy here that might work. You peek behind the curtain when you ref hack, basically. So you're peeking behind the curtain, and you know. You get certain capabilities with that, but like the curtain's always changing. Last question, because we're running low on time here, from Storm, who says, any idea what was causing the issues with worlds and items not syncing over the weekend? I don't know. I have the team are aware of it. People that can are looking into it. I don't know. With that, I think we've got all the questions. If you have any additional questions, please drop them into the questions and help channel where someone will help you out or direct message me. I will see you again next week. The 6th of June is now up on the wiki. I know, like I say, you have a bunch of SRT files. I'll get those shortly. I'll get this recording done and up as soon as I can. I am moving right now. Also, does anyone know why, like, tape doesn't work? Like, I have a roll of duct tape, and, like, I taped up a box, and then I go to it this morning, and the box is undone. And I'm just like, is this just bad tape? What the hell? It could be humidity killed it. I don't know, I've got some new tape arriving, but that means I need to, like, remove the old tape and apply the new tape. It's just really annoying. Spec says duct tape isn't good for packing boxes. I do have, like, specific box tape coming in the mail. I'm getting movers, but, like, there's, you know, I have a box. I have a bookshelf. Ugh. Books in a bookshelf. yeah. Anyway, I will leave off there. Bye-bye.